Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's a Friday, so that means Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune joins us. Cheers and jeers. We'll get to plenty with Rochelle's column, which is available to you. If you want to buy the paper, that's still allowed, or you go online, startribune.com. So one of the big national stories, and we know if Donald Trump is president, Rochelle, there will be about seven big national stories or international stories. The biggest early this morning, dismal jobs numbers. No other way to say it, that in July, adding only 73,000 jobs, and then revising the numbers in May and June, dramatically down. And by the way, this has happened with previous presidents where they're upped or lowered, but when they're lowered by 258,000 jobs, and when you only add 73,000 jobs, that's telling. So a lot of people wondered how the president would handle this. And so he has announced in the last hour, he's going to fire the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Not analyze what's working and what's not working with his economic policy and tariffs in particular, or say this is just the transition and in the long run it's going to work out. He's going to fire the person who's in charge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics because apparently this person is lying about the numbers, is a conspiracy. But yeah, just check this one off the list. The person who just provides the data, her fault, she's gone.
Well, did he fire her by tweet or did he actually tell her in person? Because usually it's by tweet, right?
Yeah. He rarely, for a guy who says you're fired and The Apprentice, he rarely, if ever, does this. He said Friday that he planned to fire the commissioner. So, on something,
nothing's ever his fault.
No.
It's not the fault of his policies or administration. It's usually and often it is a woman. So that fits here.
Yeah, I was expecting or was anticipating something unique from the president. I didn't think it was going to be just fire the data person, you know? But that's what we know.
Why are you so, I guess I'm a little surprised that you're surprised, because this is a person who does everything.
No.
Who never takes responsibility.
Oh.
Nothing's ever his fault, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not surprised. I'm just bemused that this is his way to try to distract. That the economy, remember, all he tells us all the time, the country's hot. It's hot. My opening segment yesterday for two segments was asking people 6 months in, are you better off now than you were January 21st? And we had a wide variety of opinions. And obviously, the tariffs, he's living up to the taco nickname again, where he's pushing the deadline back for a number. But instead of just measured, which he's incapable of, I'll just hire the numbers person. So your guy, Donald John Trump. Let me get to another one for you. Scott Jensen announced what? A couple weeks ago, he's running again to be the governor of the state. He lost decisively to Tim Walz. And he first went on Michael Broadcorp's podcast, but then I was intrigued by what Scott Jensen said. He came in here for an hour, and a lot of what he said here was, you know what, I went too far right. I got caught up in the fever, and a lot of the nonsense, including multiple comments on this particular show in interviews with Scott Jensen, that the Walz campaign used effectively. And Scott Jensen said, I was wrong for doing that. Because if you look at Scott Jensen, and you know this well, as a state senator, he worked with Democrats. And then to win the nomination, he moved well to the right. So I don't think a lot of Republicans were initially that intrigued by Scott Jensen part two. But I thought it was interesting this week, where he went after Governor Walz about the disgusting air. And he said, here are five areas where you could be doing more. And we can debate how realistic those are, and we can debate if he can do it. But I think if someone wants to get back into the public conversation, a la Amy Klobuchar, find relatable issues that people are disgusted with and feel like should be corrected, and try to call out your opponent. So I thought it was a savvy move by Jensen. What did you think that part of him trying to work his way back in the conversation?
Well, I did think the air thing was sort of interesting, and I didn't drill down too far on it, but I did also notice that he was bringing up the flag. He's got like a 2-minute, I don't know, social media post on the flag, too, about how that was, how Walz crammed that down our throats, which the flag is more or less a dog whistle.
Yes.
But I think the question is going to become, I mean, you can walk around saying, oh, I went too far to the right. But then the question becomes, well, who is the real Scott Jensen?
Yep.
I mean, are you, which is the role you're playing here? Was it
correct?
4 or 3 years ago when you were raising the prospect of litter boxes in classrooms, mm-hmm. and a lot of abortion stuff, holding the baby, and I don't know how you walk that back and still manage to get out of a Republican primary.
Wait, is chaos? Is chaos taking place there?
And of course it happened the minute I got on the phone, because the mailman is here now.
Oh. We don't need the mail every day, by the way. What do you think about that?
No.
Ford,
well, I don't get it every day.
Oh, yeah, I don't go out there. 4 days a week outside of medicine. Medicine every day, 4 days a week. It'd be better for the dogs, too. Come on.
I don't know. It seems to be the highlight of their day. I think the air quality thing is interesting. Yes, it is relatable. But, I mean, there's a long way between Scott Jensen and Amy Klobuchar talking about, I assume you're talking about when she jumps onto relatable stuff like
it.
Kids shouldn't die in pool drains.
Yeah,
sort of
exactly.
Thing.
She becomes like everybody's friend, right? And I'm not saying Klobuchar doesn't get into big issues. She's on a number of important committees. But part of her appeal to people who are center-right is, hey, she gets involved with issues that I think about in my everyday life. And so, yeah, on the political spectrum, Jensen and Klobuchar, not close, but finding a way to identify, I think is fairly savvy that way. Okay, let's get into let's stay with this, and then we'll take a break and get into some of the cheers and jeers. So we got Kenneth Walz, we got Jensen, we don't know on Walz. He keeps pushing the timeline back to now after the state fair. Most of us, and I'll put myself in this category, have believed he was going to run again, that he was going to run. It was just a matter of timing. And the horrifying events, the murder, the assassination of the Hortmans, pushed that back. Are you still leaning that way, that he'll be out of the fair a fair amount, he'll get fired up again, and sometime in early September, he's going to try to do the rare thing and win the governor's race for a third straight time?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm not sure how much of him we're going to see at the fair. I think there's a lot of wariness from statewide politicians about being in that environment because it's not particularly safe for them.
Yep.
But yes, I think he definitely gets in, and I think you're right. I think, but for what happened June 14th, not to diminish it at all, but it was a huge gut punch, and I think it makes you rethink. It would make you rethink what you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even not just the timeline, but the guy we saw a couple of weeks ago, I think you maybe were on vacation already at that point or wherever you've been. I hope you were on vacation. The guy we saw is very energetic and engaged. Like, I hadn't seen him in months. I felt like he'd recovered from the campaign, and I don't know, wouldn't say he'd recovered from losing his friends, but he was excited and energized, and I wrote an editorial about it. He's very much into running again. He's upping his distances. I mean, this is somebody who's enthusiastic. So I'd be surprised if he didn't at this point. It could happen, of course, but I would be surprised.
Someone else who's been very visible on social media lately, someone who's on this show, Representative Kristen Robbins. We had her on after the state funeral for the Hortmans. Of course, she's also Maple Grove. And a lot of people had speculated that the representative was interested in a higher office before. I think it's been notable that the last few weeks, how often she's talking about fraud, how often she's talking about the governor. I think a lot of people with their political spidey sense, when we're talking about other names who maybe the politicos are more aware of now than maybe somebody in Duluth or somebody in Nevis, that I will, in fact, I'll be surprised if Kristen Robbins does not jump into the gubernatorial race.
Oh, for sure. I think she is. I think, you know, I don't know how strong a candidate she'll be. She is the chairwoman of that fraud committee that they started this session, which I also wrote a little bit about that. That's been a little, I guess I would say, disappointing. I mean, it's one thing to have committee hearings and talk about waste, fraud, and abuse, but haven't really seen them come up with much of anything beyond these sort of show trials that they do seem to enjoy. But, I mean, she's also going to struggle, I think, with name ID. This would be her first statewide race, I believe. That's one advantage Jensen would have. This would be his third one?
His second, but
his second one.
Yeah.
And it is amazing how these candidates, I've seen it over the decades, you run once and you do build name ID, and sometimes that gets you over the top eventually.
Yeah, last thing, and then we'll pause. You're 100% right, but I think there's something wrong with that too, right? If whether it's Kristen Robbins or somebody else, turns out they're a very good candidate. I would hope enough people in the populace would pay enough attention. They don't be consumed by it. They're going to live their lives. But then we just kind of reward the same people, you know, and it's just the same swirl. So whether it's a Democrat or Republican, if somebody emerges and there's something unique, the ideas are different, they can capture some imagination, I don't think it has to be the second or third time they've run. But, man, name recognition matters more now than I think it did 10, 20 years ago. You with me?
I don't know about that. I mean, Ventura had such huge name ID, and he won on his first. I mean, I know he was unique, but and I understand the frustration, but, you know, what do you want? People to pay more attention? I want people to read the newspaper and listen to your show, you know? I mean, I don't know that there's a huge appetite for that.
I hope there's an appetite for the show, but I totally get what you're talking about. Let's pause. Let's get to Cheers and Jeers with our friend Rochelle Olson. Check her out, Star Tribune, StarTribune.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Continuing with Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune, jeers and cheers, cheers and jeers pops up. StarTribune.com, Thursdays. We'd like to have it exclusively, to be honest. There's a bidding war going on. But so far, our opening offer of 10 cents has been topped by the Star Tribune. We're meeting with our authorities to decide if we want to go further. Let's get to this one, because I talked about this yesterday, and I want to expand on what you said. This is Albert Lea, where a gentleman by the name of Jacob Schlichter, for a year, went through the process with the Office of Cannabis Management, which occasionally has a leader, rarely has a leader, and sometimes has an interim leader. But he was finally approved to be set up to have a medical dispensary. And then guess what? The mayor, Rich Murray, said, you know what? I don't care about state laws. Because the law is, if you get approved by the Office of Cannabis Management, you get the okay to open up your dispensary. But no, the former legislator, who among his comments said, doesn't like the way the state rammed this down our throats, okay, has built a coalition to stop it, even though his city manager, the story in your paper said, they don't have the legal right to stop Schlichter.
And the city attorney. They told him not to do it.
Told him not to do it. So I was joking about this yesterday. What other laws are they picking and choosing in Albert Lea, Rochelle, to follow? Because obviously Rich Murray has decided, Albert Lea will decide, we're going to pass this one. So maybe, I don't know, no taxes, no property taxes, age of drinking. Hey, Rich, just say you're against cannabis. Just be honest. That's what this is about. This is, and by the way, the fact that the Office of Cannabis Management told Schlichter, we're not going to back you, it's up to you. I thought that was dubious. Yeah. I thought that was dubious also. If you're saying it's the state law that the cities have to go with it, and then you're saying to a new entrepreneur who had to wait a year, just spend a lot more money, maybe six figures, to see if this gets done. What are you saying to the other people trying to get in this business?
Well, he brought that up to the business owner, just like, well, I think he said all the right things too. He kind of sounds like hoping somebody changes their mind. They can vote to reconsider.
Yep.
And here's hoping they do. Here's hoping they've now sent their message to the state. But I mean, I think Albert Lea can restrict it to what, two cannabis shops
yes.
in the whole city. So it's
right.
not like they're going to be, they're not going to be overrun. It was really, and then of course we listened to forever Republicans telling us the state is not business friendly.
Yeah.
And here you have a very Republican district saying, yeah, no, we don't want you.
Yeah.
Legal business. I mean, I don't know. Can the attorney general get involved potentially? I don't know.
Well, this is a little bit like, too, where we see sheriffs across the country who will say, whether it's a federal law or a state law, I'm not going to follow it. I didn't realize you were allowed just to pick and choose which laws you're going to enforce, especially if you're in law enforcement. So I'm glad you highlighted that one. We mentioned Klobuchar before. I'm glad you wrote about this one, too, because I paid attention to this, because this is three Democrats who are arguing pretty good. It was Cory Booker on one side, Klobuchar, and then one of the two senators from Nevada. Do I have it right, Catherine Cortez Masto?
Yes.
And and how Booker, they felt like Booker came in too late on this public safety bill. Explain and just how rare that was in a very visible way, as tribal as we are now. And it's pretty sad how tribal we are, that almost no matter what, the Republicans all have to agree and the Democrats all have to disagree or vice versa. But this wasn't that friendly between the three of them just a couple days ago, right on the floor of the Senate.
No, and if you go back and look at the, you know, they can try to paper over it and say, oh, we're working together, as Senator Klobuchar has done. But if you go back and look at the recording of it, she is highly annoyed with Senator Booker. And I think I have to believe there's an element of, I mean, these are all three of them very ambitious politicians, and I think they're sort of accusing Booker of grandstanding by sort of calling them out for maybe not doing enough to stop Trump. And I certainly think there's a lot of frustration in the Democratic Party because they can't figure out how to stop Trump or how to dent him even. I mean, we started out talking at the beginning of this whole conversation about the way he's just fire the labor secretary, which makes no sense. And so they're just flummoxed and I think frustrated with each other, with Trump, and it sort of boiled. It was rare enough that this happened in the evening. It didn't happen during the regular workday, and all of a sudden I'm scrolling my phone and I saw the New York Times moved a story very quickly that night at 8:30. I was like, oh, okay. Because you just don't see this sort of flashes of anger that often inside one single party, where it was on the Senate floor, as opposed to maybe in committee where there's more sort of sharper elbows, I think. But yeah, that was a lot of frustration bursting out there.
Yeah, listen, all three of them have been accused of, hey, let's make sure the camera's on me, right? And there's probably 97 others, probably all senators are that way. I actually don't mind.
I just have to say,
go ahead.
You know, the old joke is that a senator can't look in the mirror in the morning without hearing Hail to the Chief playing in the background.
Yes, exactly.
So, anyway.
Right. And for sure, Booker and Klobuchar have faced that accusation. For me, who's in the middle politically and is sick of just, hey, we all have to have one idea, I personally don't mind it. I personally, you know, even the other day, the Republicans, this was in the committee when they're having the debate again about what role should senators have, you know, controlling their stock or trading stocks and blind trusts. and Hawley, Josh Hawley, is trying to make a name for himself, and he's going after some folks. And then Ron Johnson went after him, and also Rick Scott. You know, basically they were saying, when's it a crime to make money? And so seeing a little bit of that back and forth within the party, as opposed to just one position for each party, I like those days better myself.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And I mean, I've certainly been critical of the Republicans in the House, our delegation, for never, ever criticizing Trump.
Afraid of him.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see. I'm glad, actually, in this case, I'm glad Hawley's raising this issue. And also not surprised that Ron Johnson wants him to shut up.
Yeah.
But
let's squeeze in one more before we go. Reagan Smith, who you've covered a number of times, and she's had a lot of success. Tell people about what happened recently, the great swimmer from Lakeville.
Well, she's still swimming. She's still – World Swimming Championships are going on right now. She has this amazing rivalry with an Australian backstroker. They've traded the world record. Her name's Kaylee McCune. They've traded the world record back and forth for years now. But what's really and Reagan Smith came in second the other night in the 100 backstroke. They still have the 200 backstroke. Reagan came in second in the 200 butterfly yesterday, I believe, to Summer McIntosh, the Canadian phenom swimmer. But the bottom line here is Reagan Smith is probably the most extraordinary swimmer we've ever had in Minnesota. And she's been to two Olympics already. I would say she's highly likely to go to Los Angeles in 3 years, barring, you know, anything can happen. But to maintain that level of excellence is just, I mean, to be a one or two in the world for that long is phenomenal. Just phenomenal. So if anybody has an opportunity to tune in or read about her, and she's just, I've talked to her a little bit. She's just a really great, dedicated athlete, great kid, somebody to really admire. And swimmers certainly know who she is, but it's just a level of excellence you don't see very often.
Good stuff as always. Thank you. We'll talk next Friday. Have a great weekend. Rochelle Olson. That's it. She's gone. She left. I mean, listen, I'm very skilled at the Irish goodbye. In fact, I'm tremendous. Might be my greatest skill. Sneaking out of a bar or a party or something without, hey, great time. It was fun. Yeah. Oh, how about the kids? What are they doing? They're like, no.
Do you have one
person? I'm gonna see again. I sneak out. I should have a medal in that area. You know, you think Reagan Smith's a good swimmer? I'm a gold medal winner in the leave the party, leave the bar without saying it. How about you? You're such a talker. I bet you just stay.
I pulled one of those last night. I was at the birthday party, the barbecue pit, and it just got to a point where my social battery ran out, and I was like, I got to go outside. And I didn't say anything to anybody. It wasn't my finest moment. But do you tell one person that you're leaving just for safety reasons?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. I try to tell one person, but that's all I got.
No, that's not an Irish goodbye. It's fake.
Only like a third Irish.
That's like, I don't know, Bulgarian goodbye.
Swedish?
They're too. Yeah.
No comment. Collaborate.
No comment. No comment. 35 past 2. Traffic weather next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Okay, Star Tribune covered this. I meant to get to it when it first happened, but now we have a change in it, so I want to definitely jump into it, this segment, and get your feedback at 651-461-9226. So the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board, I'm going to read a decent part of this story because the context and the facts matter, has ended its attempt to reclaim over 13,000 maternity leave benefits from a park worker who chose to resign following her leave. They announced changes to the agency's parental leave policy. While the new state law, which goes into effect next January, will no longer make PPL conditional upon return to work, in light of the changes, the MPRB, again, that's the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board, will not seek repayment from you of the money in the funds. The Park Board originally instituted its PPL paid family leave policy in part to support parent-child bonding, as an organization will continue to support its employees. So the individual involved, park maintenance worker since 2020, She gave birth last fall to a preteen baby. The baby required special care, and she and her husband, who continues to work at the park board, found that they could not afford childcare. She notified the park board that she would be staying home to parent full-time following her lead. The park board initially insisted she repay her maternity leave benefits according to a provision in its paid parental policy that the agency must seek reimbursement if an employee did not return to work for at least 4 weeks. The Trib reported last week that the local union, which represents park keepers, had filed an unfair labor practice charge alleging the park board did not provide the opportunity to bargain over the little-known requirement. The individual involved, why am I missing her name right here? Indica Medeiros, I think I have it right. If not, I apologize. It was a huge relief to get the letter that they will no longer be legally pursuing me to enforce this policy. I'm glad that we were able to resolve this and move forward. I couldn't do it without the help from my union and the support of everyone. Okay. The decent thing, the kind, caring thing, is to provide some level of parental leave, right? Some of it is mandated by state law. Some of it may be mandated by city law. And some of it is also a part of your employment at a place, whether you're an independent contractor or a member of a union. And it comes off very callous that if you leave because your child was born early, and then you make the decision, potentially tied to the health of your child still, that I'm not going to come back, and you look for the money in this circumstance, you look like the bully, correct? The question is this. If quite a few people did this, where you've worked at a place, however long it might be, and you take the parental leave, and sometimes it's a lengthy period of time, and it's a significant amount of money, and you know all along you're leaving whenever it ends, is that fair? Does that cause an issue with the idea of this? Because, Lindsay, the idea is you're the boss. I'm the employee. I have, because there are great exceptions now for men, too, tied to this. This union, I think, negotiated a very lengthy amount of time where men can leave. I get, let's say it's 6 weeks, whatever it might be. Let's go 8 weeks. 8 weeks, and I know all along I'm quitting. The idea was initially set up is to allow you set it up for employees like me to step away but still come back. It's not a thank you for working here. It's we want you to continue working here, and we're going to allow you the opportunity to be a part of the most important thing you can be a part of, parenting your child. Mm-hmm. Especially under medical conditions. But that agreement is implicit, is it not, that you're going to come back. So I get it when it's just, I mean, you read about, wait a second. She left because her child was born early and there are issues. And now you're the Minneapolis Park Board, and who knows how much money you have as a government entity tied to the biggest city in the state, and now you really think 13,000 is the way to go? And I think the easy Captain Radio point is, well, bleep the park board. But I'm just playing out this scenario. If you're the boss and your business continues to see people who leave, they legitimately had a child, whether there's health issues or not, they have that 8 weeks again. Let's just use 8 weeks. But they know all along they're leaving. If I tell you, hey, guess what? We just had a child. In 8 weeks, I'm leaving, but I'm going to take that pay the entire time. How would you feel as the boss?
I wouldn't feel great. I would feel very suspect about the whole thing. I would guess that a lot of employers would take the opportunity to potentially explore other options, but I don't even know if that's legally allowed either.
And by the way, I'm sure she's not the only person
who
has done this. And to try to prove that, if that's even within the law, because a lot can change during the hypothetical 8 weeks which we're talking about. You can feel like pre-child, whether it's your first child or your 19th child, guess what? I can go back to work. But then when it's time to go back to work, no, we just can't do this right now. And so are you always required to give the money back? I think it's pretty complicated. And I definitely think our country was late in giving more and more deference, and then we can have the debate, should it be the state who's providing this money?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, can you set it up where businesses are setting this up? Because we got this coming in 2026, and already the costs are estimated to be dramatically higher. But if you're the business owner or the employee, and someone is clearly taking advantage of the purest form of this, should you have the legal right to pursue that money, or should you have any guilt in taking that money if you knew you're leaving the entire time? What do you want to say? We'll include Jason in the mix on this too when he joins us. But chime in. We still have plenty of time to get your feedback. 651-461-9226. Hey, it's a Friday. A lot of you, thank you for listening, whether it's the podcast or listening live. And you might be thinking, you know, it really doesn't come up where I'm thinking about my home insurance. I've been with a company for a long, long time, or my car insurance. My wife and I, my husband and I, we've been together for a long time. We're good. Are we really good? Are you great? Were you tested again this week, maybe, if you had some hail damage, or you had trees knocked down, or a kid ended up in an accident? You know how I know I'm in a really good spot? Because I continue to have dialogue with Amber Scholl from American Family. Amber Scholl's been with this office for 15 years. This office tied to American Family for a long, long time. In fact, when I moved back in 1990, I made sure I was a part of this office. It's been run professionally, efficiently, and staying ahead of all trends. There's lots of ways to save money on your home and your car. Amber Scholl and her team know all of those ways, and they're kind in their approach. The best way to track down Amber and the team online, TeamScholl.com. TeamScholl, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. They're with American Family. It's a short amount, and you'll learn more. Maybe even feel better about your insurance. Do it. TeamScholl.com. No. He only gets the open Thursdays. Come on. Come on. I mean, he's got enough introductions, okay? Let's not go that far. Let's get to some of the texts. We've been getting Jason up to speed on the topic. Yeah. What if it was a man? Would they provide the same accommodation?
Yes.
Well, they would initially.
Initially.
Initially, for sure. They're required to do that. Sometimes the
just
amount of
stupid.
Time.
Back in my day, I just went right back to work.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, well, your producer.
I didn't squeeze out a child. What do I need time off for?
Your producer suggested there's no reason for a man ever to be in the living room. I'm not exaggerating.
That's
that
too
one.
Far. Yeah. That's too,
he's
like, even for me.
He's like, how about just I'm smoking a cigar down in the lobby. You know, that's Daniel J. So
interesting. Would they back down?
Would the park board have said, fine, we're giving the money if it was the husband? And by the way,
no,
he also
not.
Works
probably
the park
not.
Board.
You don't get the sympathy that you do with them.
The PR would have.
Oh, the mean park board coming after.
The PR would have been very, very different, right?
Yeah.
I personally know, Texer, several female employees who do this to their former employees.
Yes, very common.
Or some wealthy executive took additional 6 months of unpaid leave. If it's in the person's contract.
Yeah. Play the system. They're trying to screw you at every turn. You may as well get yours.
Or it's a union.
Yeah.
Or it's a state law. It's shaky.
Yeah.
Right? If you know all along that you're never coming back.
Yeah.
And you're taking set amount of money.
Yep.
Is it shaky?
Eh. I'm not gonna cheer against the worker trying to stick it to the man.
What if the man is a very good boss and the worker was kind of a shaky worker?
Yeah.
Double meaning is shaky.
A lot of shaky.
A lot of shaky. I mean, maybe the word shaky.
It is complicated. It's complicated. I mean, when you have a benefit that is designed to give you leave,
yes,
so you can begin come parenting, back. But the purpose of that leave is not that companies love you and want you to be a great parent. It's no. They want to ease the transition back to work.
They're not.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings. Whatever is in the contract to me is in the contract. So if it right. says that you're supposed to come back, then I don't have a ton of sympathy in this particular case for the employee who was, you know.
And now, obviously, we're going to have this state program that's rolling out next year, which is already projected excessively higher.
Why are you defending the billionaires so much? What happened to you? You used to be a populist. I'm here for the people. Get as much time off as you can.
Yeah.
Stick it to these big fat cats who are trying to hose you.
By 3:35, his opinion will be different. That's the beauty of it.
Maybe.
You can
never know.
You know, you don't know.
I'm going populism. Why not? It's
card to sharks, right?
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm taking money from the man and giving it to you, the listener.
Yeah. That's not true.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.